This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. And on our website, we've got a help box. You can send us any questions or problems through there. And then, of course, our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. That actually comes right to my cell phone, so I promise you I'll get right back to you. Well, today is a kind of a different type of show for us here on Haystack. Normally we have businesses and partners on our show and we talk about different tips for consumer help. But this is something in a special way of helping people. And we are certainly glad to have in studio today Scott Wilder. And you've heard for many months now, Save the Children here on KLZ on our station as a whole. And also Marie Christine joins me in studio as well. Marie, how are you?
I'm excited to be here.
Hey, it is a great day, and I know
two Scotts in the studio.
Hey, Scott, two Scott
so W's mixed up. Yeah, easy to do. So Scott, it is great to meet you. And growing up in Dallas, yeah. I knew your name and heard it. So when it was mentioned here, I said, "Oh, I've heard that guy." So
that's trouble. It's always trouble when people know your name.
Absolutely,
it's great to be here, and thanks for the time. And it always feels good. It's always good to be here. But it's always good also to bump into a native Texan. I feel like we've seen the same movies. We've been to the same places. know a bunch of the same people already.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Scott, it's great to be with you. Thanks for the time.
All right, Marie. So give us a little background, you know, here of Save the Children, even coming a part of KLZ a little bit, and, you know, what all this has just meant to the station so far.
Well, yeah, this is something that's really important to me personally and to the station as a whole. You know, usually, Scott Watley, I have to specify, you usually help consumers, but this is a chance for the person listening right now to actually help someone in a huge, and it's not overstating it, to say life-changing way. Right. What we're doing, we're focusing right now on the Horn of Africa, so countries like Ethiopia, and there are kids right now, and I'll let, you know, Scott Wilder explain more, but they're suffering from what's called severe acute malnutrition, and that's it's a serious condition. It's essentially starving to death. And you listening right now, you have the chance to actually turn the corner for that one kid. Scott, explain more.
No, that's exactly right. And maybe the best way to explain what severe acute malnutrition is to compare it to if someone were severely dehydrated, you know, you couldn't just give them a bottle of water and say, here, you're thirsty, drink this, and you'll be okay. They at some point, they're suffering from a medical condition. They need extraordinary things done.
Sure.
They need a medical therapeutic solution to fix the problem. In the same way with nutrition, if you're suffering from severe acute malnutrition, you're not just hungry. So we're not just feeding a hungry child. We're saving a starving child. It's not just taking a child from one meal a day to two or two meals a day to three. It's not an extra bowl of rice or beans, or in the States, it might be a sandwich or a hamburger. It's actually taking a child that is destined for death, and you're saving their life. And you do that through what's called, it's called ready-to-use therapeutic food. It's food that is medicine. The brand name is Plumpy Nut, which is a kind of a funny-sounding name, Plumpy Nut. It's only been around for 15 years. It's the peanut-based paste. It's the consistency of Nutella. In fact, Nutella was the inspiration for it. It doesn't need to be refrigerated, which is really important in that part of the world. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to be administered at a hospital or a clinic. So we can actually show the mother or the grandma or the father, whoever, how to feed this child. It's in a packet about the size of your hand. Think of it like the maybe like the size of salad dressing at Chick-fil-A. You just tear off the corner and you squeeze it directly into the mouth of a child. So it's medicine that is food. It's food that's medicine. And it's what Save the Children is doing in these areas. We mentioned Ethiopia, East Africa, Somalia, Yemen, the Horn of Africa, the part of the world that is suffering as a result of the worst drought in 50 years. They now have a nutrition issue because lack of water is ultimately a nutrition issue.
Sure.
If you have no water for people, you have no water for crops, you have no crops for animals or crops for your family or crops to sell at market. You have no water for livestock, so you have no livestock to provide nutrition for families and no livestock you can sell at market. And so ultimately, you know, it's always the kids that suffer first and worst. And they're kind of the canaries in the mine. And they're the ones that really are impacted first. So they're the ones that suffer from severe acute malnutrition. We have a chance here together to change that, to provide the emergency nutrition to save their life. It's easy to do. And can I just share the phone number? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Please do.
The phone number, if you want the 800 number, it's 800-570-5155. 800-570-5155. A $60 one-time gift can provide enough emergency nutrition to save the life of a child. And there is a dollar-for-dollar match in place right now. So this holiday season, just know that your $60 becomes $120. Your $600 becomes $1,200. We've even had a woman recently when I was in Seattle, and she said, I want to do this for 100 kids. And I thought, do you mean $100? She said, no. I want this for 100 kids. I said, ma'am, that's $6,000. She said, I know. I've been so lucky. I've been so blessed. We've had businesses that have said, you know what, we've had a great year this year, and we're going to give back. We're going to find a way to give back. Yes, it's a tax-deductible donation. I know you don't do it for that reason, but it's nice to have that as a thank you. So the number is 800-570-5155. You can do a one-time gift or a monthly gift if you want to. We have another way to contact us, and it's really easy. On your cell phone, it's a phone call, not a text. You dial #250. Dial #250. Then when you're prompted, say the keyword Crawford. That's it. Dial #250. Think of it as a speed dial. Dial #250, and the keyword is Crawford. They'll say, give us your keyword, and you say Crawford. It takes you right to the right place. Or, of course, you can go online, do it online, safe and secure, at SaveChildrenKLZ.org. SaveChildrenKLZ.org. And remember, it's a dollar-for-dollar match in place right now, so everything you do is going to be matched dollar for dollar. I've been there. I've seen it. I was in Ethiopia most recently. In February, I'll be going back to Africa for my 14th time to Africa to see the conditions there and what's going on there. Yes, Save the Children also works here in the United States. Times of crisis, the hurricanes, Hurricane Harvey, the hurricanes that have come through, Save the Children is on the ground there. In fact, it is the go-to organization for both FEMA and the Red Cross. If the FEMA gets somewhere before we're there, and that's probably not likely, but if they get there before we're there and they see specific needs for children, they call Save the Children. Same thing with the Red Cross. They call Save the Children. So you're partnering with people that have been around for 100 years. Next May will be our 100th anniversary, and 87 cents of every dollar goes directly to the need, and I hope you'll join us. So that's how we're doing it. That's what we're doing. And I'd like to say, we're saving the lives of kids. How many will you save? It's not that Save the Children does this. Save the Children is just the conduit through which it is done. I mean, it's done by the people listening. It's done by the people listening right now, regular people, right, who might say, yeah, that could be me. That could be my kids. That could be my grandkids. Mm-hmm. And, I was saying earlier that when you go to these places and you see it, you go to a hospital where these kids are being taken care of, these babies, really under the age of two, and somebody says, gosh, they must have been just like crying like crazy. The whole place is full of crying children. And I say, that's the weird part. It's quiet. Mm-hmm. There's no crying. They're not even strong enough to cry. I mean, they are so close to the end. And so today, your $60 one-time gift can save the life of one child. More does more. And remember, whatever you do is going to be matched dollar for dollar.
Yeah, and Scott Watley, you were asking earlier, why Save the Children is such a great fit for KLZ. And I would say, honestly, that story you told, Scott Wilder, about the woman who said, out of my plenty, I'm going to give $6,000 to save these kids. KLZ is a God and country station. Mm-hmm. We're making sure that we stick to our founding principles here in America, that we have this prosperous country. But why?
Right.
We're doing that so that we can be a blessing to other people. And that's where I get so excited, because I consider myself wealthy. I mean, I have a flushing toilet. That right there is wealthy,
Sure.
And because of that, I believe in God, and I believe he's blessed me on purpose so that I can help people who are in need. He uses us as his hands and feet, and that's what Save the Children lets us do.
Yeah, I would say blessed to bless. I mean, that's it. We're blessed so that we can bless others, and it also is a blessing to bless others. It's just, if you take the whole religious thing out of it, it's just good to do good.
Yeah.
I mean, it just feels good to do good. I mean, when you're doing good, it's good. And so, if you're motivated this way or that, that's fantastic, and certainly that's my motivation. That's why I've been in the last 20 years around the world 30 times, and have seen what I've seen, and will always say yes when I'm asked to go, because I think it's ours to do. And if we don't do it, I don't know who's going to do it. And we mistake too many times the nodding of the head for the doing of the thing. You know, we say, somebody ought to do something about this. And we say, yeah, you know, it's tough. But I got to, I mean, Americans are hard to motivate. I'm hard to motivate. I mean, if it doesn't affect my cable TV reception or my my connectivity.
Yeah.
I mean, man, if I'm watching a sporting event and my cable or my satellite goes out, I mean, within 2 seconds, yeah. I'm going, somebody's...
Snow covers my dish. Yeah. I'm screaming. I'm running out barefooted in the snow, scraping the dish.
Somebody's got to do something about this. You know, but you tell me there are kids that are starving. I kind of, yeah, it's tough. You know, it's a tough world. But, you know, I just think, you know, especially this time of year, you know, we give out of gratitude. We're here right before Thanksgiving. Think about the number of kids you're going to have there in your house, kids and grandkids, nieces and nephews. Everybody's together, you know, and imagine a woman who is not even thinking about how great a Thanksgiving she'll have, or a great Christmas or a great New Year for her kids. She just wants her kids to live.
Sure.
And today, you know, you're that hero. You're the one with the cape. It's not Save the Children. We're just a conduit through which it happens. I mean, we've built infrastructures over 100 years. We have relationships inside countries where otherwise you couldn't even get, your money couldn't get places, maybe because those relationships are not built. Well, we've built those. And all you have to do is say, I'll be a part of it. So nobody's asked to do everything, but I think everybody's asked to do something. And I think we're obligated to, because I've been blessed. And so we're blessed to bless. 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155, or on your cell phone, dial #250, and when prompted, say the keyword Crawford.
You know, there's probably 8 Starbucks within about a mile from here.
At least.
And every one of them, I go, because I sit here for the hour. Other than that, in the mornings, I do meetings, afternoon I do meetings, and I go in there, and people are spending $8 on a coffee, okay, and that's not buying anything else. And so I think most of us, if you have that app on your phone and it just replenishes every time you get low and it goes back to $25 like mine does, I'd kind of be afraid to look at that and see what I spend just at a Starbucks, you know, when it could be going to something like this.
And you know, what I say is I don't think it's an either or. I'm not one to say, you know, don't do this other stuff.
Well, sure.
Don't. But if we're doing that other stuff, I think we ought to do this. I was saying this earlier that I was surprised to learn that, you know, Halloween is the second most expensive holiday in America. People spend more money on Halloween than every other holiday except for Christmas. And then I saw a statistic this last time that blew me away, and it was that this last year, Americans spent $500 million on costumes for their pets. For our pets.
And I heard $2 billion on candy.
Isn't that something?
$2 billion.
So, you know, I would never be a person to say, hey, don't do that, don't do that. Look, I happen to know some people that have pets that they bought costumes for, so I don't want to offend anybody, and some of them are people I'm related to. But I would say if we can do that, we can also do this. And I say this is why we're blessed. You know, we're blessed so we can be conduits through which it passes to other people. And it is such a blessing to be able to do it. And you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to get a yellow fever shot. You don't have to go to Africa. You don't have to sleep under a mosquito net. You don't, if you can find one. You don't have to take the malaria drugs, which, by the way, give you great and crazy dreams, not always great in a good sense. You don't have to do any of that. All you have to do is say, yeah, I'll do it. $60 or $30 a month for the next 12 months or whatever the amount is. I just think it's not about how much, it's about how many. It's not about how much any one person gives, but about how many of us will say, you know what, I want to be a part of this. I want to do something. And you know, when you sit down at Thanksgiving dinner, when you sit down and do your reading of Twas the Night Before Christmas on Christmas Eve with the kids, with the grandkids, you can know, yeah, we did something really good together. And so I hope people will, because the world's bigger than the things we see. And just because it isn't happening here doesn't mean it isn't happening. But the good news is, you know, we have been given so much. We are so blessed that we'd certainly share a little bit, just a little bit, can make a world, you know, a little as much
sure.
for people who have nothing. And so we think, well, I couldn't really do very much. What I have wouldn't make a difference. But believe me,
it adds up.
It does add up. And you're $60, $100, whatever the amount is. And somebody listening right now might be particularly blessed, maybe a business, particularly blessed. And you say, you know what? Some of the things that have happened, even things that I didn't even vote for, have ended up being good for my business in ways I could not have imagined. Yeah, I want to be a part of it. $1,000 here, $1,000 there, and all of a sudden we're saving lots of kids' lives.
Check out the website, SaveChildrenKLZ.org. Once again, that 800 number, 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155. And again, real easy on your smartphone. Just do #250 when prompted. Say the keyword Crawford, and you can donate there as well. We've got another segment here coming up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back. Hey, Stack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Marie Christine's also in studio with us. Our special guest, Scott Wilder, and we are talking about Save the Children. Once again, if you're just joining us, this is a great organization. And, you know, just to let you know, I know as a station, and I know here for my show, you know, we don't just have anybody on and talk about giving money. I mean, we know these people. And I think, Scott, unfortunately, sometimes there are some bad apples out there, and then sure, people see on the news, and they don't know who to give to this time of year. But, you know, one thing I really love about this is you've been there, you've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I think that's crucial.
Well, and I think, you know, people still have, for the most part, a good heart.
Absolutely.
You know, we want to find, when we see something bad going on, I think we say, what can I do? And then we say, who can I trust? Mm-hmm. You know, because I can't know everything, but if I know people who know things, mm-hmm, then you know, I can get it done. And so Save the Children has been doing this for 100 years. We're 125 countries around the world, also working right here at home. Yes, plenty of stuff is going on right here at home all the time by Save the Children. And let me give you one example real quick. We put this in place in refugee camps in other countries. I mean, people that are fleeing Syria, people in the Yemen problem right now, they're refugee camps. And we have this thing in place there, but we also put it in place at shelters. So when there's a shelter because of a hurricane or a flood or wildfires, we put these things in place, and they're called child-friendly spaces. And it can't sound simple, but I got to tell you, it makes a world of difference. And what they are is they're a designated part of the shelter, and it is only for children and the parents of those children that parents can bring their child to a place that has paid, trained staff, a protected area that they can leave their kids while the mom and dad go work on, did their house blow away? Do they have to get a loan from the government? What are the forms they have to fill out from FEMA to get a loan or whatever, the grant or whatever it is? The stuff you don't want your kids being a part of. You want the kids to have a chance to be kids. And so kids go in, and they're in a safe place, a child-friendly space, inside the shelters, or in the case of internationally, inside the refugee camps. And those kids are safe there. When the wildfires, I know we're paying attention to California, and certainly we're on the ground there, but the wildfires that blew through about a year and a half ago in Sevierville and Gatlinburg, Tennessee, in three of those counties where Save the Children was working, as a result of those wildfires and displaced families, we had already been in three of those counties for 83 years. We knew all the superintendents of schools. We knew all the principals. We knew all the parents. So people knew they could trust Save the Children. So we came in and we were able to provide either places for kids to be kids, or we provide meals. In the case of Hurricane Harvey, we're providing things as simple as diapers and baby shampoo and umbrella strollers and cribs, because that very first night, that with families that were driven from Houston up into San Antonio at those shelters, we had 22 babies that were sleeping in cardboard boxes. So FEMA calls and says, Save the Children, what can you do? And it never happened again. Those kids had strollers. Those kids had cribs. Those kids had something as simple as a tub to wash a young child, an infant. Shelters don't have that. Sure. They have cots and stuff like that. And think about this for a second. When you have something like that, let's say it's a hurricane. You know, we raise our kids and we tell them two things for the most part over and over again. We talk about stranger danger, and we talk about the safest place is your home. Now, think about what it is for a kid. Now, you know, parents and adults, we have the ability to measure a moment against the past and the future. Mm-hmm. Kids are not like that. You know, it's much more dramatic for kids. They don't have the ability to balance that out. And so what they know is at that moment, they have lost their safest place. Their safest place might not even exist anymore. And that night, they are sleeping in a gymnasium with 1,000 people that are strangers. So when it comes to what Save the Children does, everything we do is measured by whether it is effective and efficient for children, believing that every child has a right to a healthy start, every child has a right to safety and protection from harm, every child has a right to an education, every child has a right to grow and meet their potential. And so that's how it's measured. Now, along the way, we make lives better for parents too, but it's all measured by whether it's effective and efficient for children. And so that's what we're doing, whether it's over there or over here. You know, one of the differences I would say about the over there and over here is we have lots of safety nets here in the States.
Right.
I mean, you maybe have a faith safety net. You have a family safety net. You have a community safety net. You have maybe a local safety net, a state safety net. You have several layers of safety nets from the federal government. It's not like that in other parts of the world. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to be that safety net. And imagine if everyone were going through the same thing at the same time. You can't turn to a neighbor. You can't turn to somebody else. They have kids that are starving, too. They have kids that have nothing to eat. I remember, you know, when you meet a mom with twins, and I have twin boys. They're twin men now, but they're 23. When you meet a mom with twins, or 3 months old, twin boys, 3 months old, and she says, you know, there's no food for me. The only way I've been able to feed my children is obviously to nurse them. And now I can't even produce any milk to breastfeed my children. And these boys are suffering from severe acute malnutrition. You know, your gift today is saving a child like that. And maybe you think about brothers and sisters, or maybe you think about twins. You know that your gift of $120 can do that for two kids. And, of course, with a dollar-for-dollar match, whatever you do is going to be doubled in its impact, double in the good that you can do. And that is a limited time dollar-for-dollar match. You don't want to wait, you know, a couple of months to do that. This is urgent. This is the time to do it. And we have a goal here at the radio station to save as many children's lives as we can. And the question is, how many will you save? Let me get the phone number again real quick. It's 800. It's a toll-free number, 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155. Or really easy on your cell phone. It's a phone call, not a text. So you dial #250, dial #250, and when you're prompted, say the keyword Crawford. It'll take you to the same place. Crawford is your keyword. Or go online to Save Children, KLZ.org, and click on the banner when you get there.
Hey, Marie, you've said in several interviews so far today with Scott. I mean, what are some of the things that maybe, okay, we've heard about organizations like this, kind of knew what it was about, but what really hit home to you?
Honestly, for me, it's some of the stories that Scott has told me, because it's, you know, as an American, it's hard for me to picture what would that be like? And one of the stories that really stuck in my head is, Scott Wilder, you were telling me about a grandmother who I presume the reason the grandmother was caring for this child was because the parents had passed away. And this grandmother had to walk, you know, barefoot across, you know, hot African plains.
Right.
To get to a Save the Children outpost carrying this little baby that was, I mean, basically on the brink of death. And for this grandma to have somebody look her in the eye and say, this kid is going to live to see tomorrow.
Right.
And that's because somebody in America gave $60 to get this peanut paste. And for that grandma, I mean, that's the difference between hopelessness and hope. That's huge to me. I'm going to start crying right now because it's so cool.
Right. Once again, SaveChildrenKLZ.org and that 800 number, 800-570-5155. And most of you right now can pick up your phone, hit that pound 250. Keyword is Crawford. Donate through there. And as Scott mentioned, this is a $60 gift is now being matched. So that turns into 120. And, you know, I realize this time of year, hey, you're planning your Christmas time, your Christmas gifts, all these different things. And you know what? Most of our kids, if we had little ones, they play with the box more than the toy. And, you know, hey, but, you know, let your kids know, hey, they changed a kid's life. Maybe let them know that, you know, hey, we did this to help another child not only have a better Christmas, have a better life, and even a chance at living. So, again, that number is 800-570-5155. And I'll tell you what we'll do, Sportsman of Colorado, Haystack Help, we'll give you $500 today.
Oh, my goodness.
So
goodness gracious.
We'll do that, and that'll turn into $1,000, and we're happy to do that for you
as well.
And, you know, when you look at this, or you've been doing this a long time with different nonprofits, all the things, and you were telling me a little bit before the show here, you know, you kind of work with a couple of other groups, but a lot of good groups around, but what was really made you go, this is the one I'm putting my life with?
Yeah, I think it's because when you go and you see, I've said before that I think from far away, you can fool anyone over a short period of time. But up close over a long period of time, it is impossible to fool almost anyone. You're going to see the real deal when you're around people over a long period of time, especially under some stressful situations. You know, when you're, and I won't detail them all, but when you're in Nigeria, and there's a roadblock ahead, and there are people with automatic weapons, and you really think this is not a good situation. Bad stuff can happen. You get a sense of who people really are, and when you can see that in people, you want to partner with them to do. And the efficiency of it all, 87 cents of every dollar goes directly to the need. The fact that, you know, I spend four times this every single month on cell phones, just so we can have, you know, those little baby TVs also make phone calls now.
Sure.
You know, so it's a lot of it's just about entertainment. So right. I would say every now and then we could say, hey, let's make it about something more important than that. And I'm happy to do my little part. If I can go and see something, I come back and tell. If I have an opportunity to go and see, I think of an obligation to come and tell for people who can't go right now. And they'll participate, and I hope they will. So it's easy to do. And the dollar-for-dollar match, buy one, get one. But instead of shoes or socks or ties, it's children's lives. I think it's a good thing.
Sure. I'd love to challenge all of our listeners. Let's show what we're about, okay? And it's a great time of not only year to do this, but you know what? As Scott mentioned earlier, it's just a great thing to help out. 87 cents of every dollar, and I think that's important. I mean, because you never know with some of these groups.
Exactly.
So, and folks, to match this, all right, hey, not everybody can give $5,000, $10,000, $1,000, whatever. This is a match, so your $60 turns into $120 in 1 second. So take advantage of that. 800-570-5155, SaveChildrenKLZ.org. And again, on your smartphone, just pound 250, keyword Crawford, and you can make your donation there. Sorry we're out of time on this, but man, Scott, it's been great to meet you, and you're always welcome here. Marie, thanks for setting this up.
Oh, yeah. Glad to be here.
All right. Let's do it, folks. Let's save some lives today. 800-570-5155. We'll be right back.
You're spending too much time and energy on insurance. Don't stress. Group insurance analysts will shop the entire market for you in one report. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance through a local, proven, and independent broker. Group insurance analysts handles all type of insurance. Benefits, workers' comp, property, auto, and more for both business and personal needs. Call Haystack Help Radio official registered company group insurance analyst today. You never need to stress about insurance again. Call 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or visit e-gia.com. That's e as in easy, -gia.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Procrastination and hesitation yield the same result. No meaningful decision. Steve Hurley here at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Questions and concerns regarding reverse mortgages need to be addressed. I can help. My main job is educating those that want to understand the value and benefits of considering such a mortgage. Remember, take AIM at 720-895-0500 and ask for me, Steve Hurley. NMLS number 243-200, regulated by DORA. An equal opportunity lender.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
Got a question for the station? Email info at CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, HaystackHelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. One of the folks that's been with us really since we started, Online Trading Academy. John Hinkle is with us in studio today. John, good to see you.
Great to see you, Scott.
Online Trading Academy. Man, you guys have been doing this a long time. You know, you see it, I mean, we're both around the same age, and boy, you see a lot of companies go in and out of business. You got to be doing something right to be doing it as long as Online Trading Academy has.
Yeah, our students really appreciate the experience that they have with the Academy, and we've continued to grow. We're celebrating 20 years of educating people about the financial markets, teaching people how to trade, invest, teaching our patented core strategy from Wall Street to Main Street for the last 20 years, including 9 in Denver.
Right. Wow. Man, it's already been 9. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Time has flown. You know, and we mentioned in an earlier segment, you know, I mean, you did this for a long time, very successfully. What's really changed what you were doing 25 years ago to today in the whole trading world?
You know, there's been some amazing changes. I started out, just to give you a little background, Scott, I started out as a floor trader trading in the pits in Chicago. I moved from Arizona to Chicago in 1987, which was a tough year to learn.
Yeah.
And I traded for myself, trading for my own account. For 25 years, 15 on the floor, and then 10 after that trading electronically. Now, when I got started, Scott, it was all open outcry. And to get the best price and to have the best chance of being successful in the markets, you needed to be on the exchange floor. And so that meant you had to live in New York or London or Chicago. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, The internet's changed everything.
Sure.
I mean, there's so many ways it's affected your life, and none more than the way it potentially could affect your wallet with trading and investing. Nowadays, all trading is electronic, so you can be really anywhere in the world. And we have students that live in Puerto Rico. We have students that spend half the time here in Denver and half the time, in a warmer climate in the winter.
Sure.
You can be anywhere in the world and make money in the markets. And that's a really profound change.
Right. What do you look for in a student? I mean, well, you say, hey, if you possess these two or three attributes, you got to give this a try. Because we don't want to, we always say, like you just said, hey, you can do this, be your own boss kind of deal. But there takes some discipline. It's some work.
So there's three things that we look for in a student, three main characteristics. And I want to say that this is more people can do this than you'd think. There's really three main criteria. You need to be coachable.
Yep.
You need to be able to hold yourself accountable, and you need to be willing to put in some work.
Mm-hmm.
Those three things, I really believe we can teach anybody how to trade the markets. The skill set, just like any other. No one was born a great investor or trader. They
sure.
learned it just like anything else. And as long as you're coachable, you're willing, hold yourself accountable. We can teach you this.
Mm-hmm. And it's great to have people that have done it, because luckily we can learn from some of your, mistakes. I don't mean your mistakes, but I just mean things that happened in the past. And that's why you guys call this patented methods, because they work.
Yeah, we've developed a method of anticipating market moves really with great precision. It's a patented method that we teach our students, a step-by-step process that we've been doing now for 20 years. We've been teaching people. And the key thing is, anyone can learn it. It's just be willing to put in the time and learn the skill set.
Right. Can we give away a few passes?
Let's do that.
All right. We're going to give away five passes right now to the first five callers. Now, here's what this is all about. This is a half-day class at the Academy's Denver campus. This has a $500 value, but again, it's going to cost you nothing but a few hours of your time. John's going to be kind enough to waive that tuition fee. If you call right now and mention Haystack Help Radio, call 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511. Seating is extremely limited, so you got to call now. And once again, that number for this free half-day class is 303-217-4511. They do these classes, quite often. So you can go to their website, tradingacademy.com, to kind of look at maybe a schedule. But probably best just to call. Number one, call. Make sure you get one of these five free passes. And they can work with you on a schedule, see when they got a class that fits you. And, again, this is just a great opportunity. Now, we've talked about the instructors just a little bit, but wanted to delve into that just a little bit more because as we said, a lot of them came from the academy themselves. Now they're teaching there. What do you think makes a good instructor?
I think number one, you want to make sure that they know what they're doing, that they're actually
yeah.
teaching a right. skill set that they're familiar with. So all our traders are required to submit their statements to prove that they're actually trading in the markets on a regular basis.
Oh, okay.
And prove that they're professional traders. Number two, you need somebody that can effectively communicate to people and communicate in terms that often are foreign to students. I mean, many of our students are brand new to the markets. They don't have a significant financial vocabulary, and they need to be able to communicate in a meaningful way concepts, ideas, so that people can take action on it, so that people can have actionable results and put that in their own trading investing.
Sure. A few recent testimonials here, just real quick, said if you're looking for financial freedom, Online Trading Academy has the tools to let you achieve it. And it's from Dustin Height. Here's one. Through Online Trading Academy, I have the knowledge, and I love this word, support. I need to be a successful investor for the rest of my life. Thank you, OTA, from Dwayne Strickler. When they talk about support, What do they mean in there?
You know, we have, I think first thing is I want to say Online Trading Academy, we have a physical campus where people go to where they learn hands-on. In fact, in some of our more advanced classes, people actually trade with our money. We allow them to actually trade live with our money. We have that much confidence in what we're doing with mm-hmm. them. And we've got people there that, you know, help with, you know, sometimes we have students that have a wide range of experience. Some of them are maybe not real comfortable with the computer. We'll help them get more comfortable with the computer. Others need, you know, they need just a little bit more help understanding concepts. And we have both online resources for them. We've got in-person support personnel. We've got a whole team that really works to help someone develop the skills needed to be successful in the market.
Right. Well, take advantage of this class. Again, this is very kind of John to do. I mean, be very easy to charge for this. But you know what? We want to make sure it's a good fit for you, and I think this is a tremendous way to do that. So right now, first five callers, call 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511 for your chance to go to one of these classes. Absolutely no charge to you. They last around three and a half hours. Is that right, John?
About 3 hours.
Okay. And but again, seating is limited, so you got to call now. 303-217-4511, and you can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. You know, again, I think, as we talked about, you know, in an earlier segment too, so many people struggle with things. This just seems like a way to finally take some control. And like I say, you see very successful people that come into your class. I mean, in all terms, for most of them, they'd be successful. But they feel like they need more control. So it must be good for everybody to have more control over your finances.
You know, we see, you know, people that are very wealthy and people that are just getting started mm-hmm. with their careers. It really doesn't matter. It's a skill that nearly everyone needs to have. I mean, maybe if you're Warren Buffett, you've already got it. But for most people, they need to develop a way to grow their money, because you're not going to do it in a bank account.
Right, right. You know, one other real quick one right here, and I love this one. It says, exceeded all my expectations, Online Trading Academy. That is, provides an excellent foundation and skills for investing and trading in the markets. And that's what really this is a foundation.
It really is. It's so much more. It's really, for many people, it's life-changing. It gives them the opportunity to pursue things that they're passionate about rather than just chasing a paycheck.
Yeah. Once again, take advantage of this class. Again, you don't get many chances to go to something like this where you're going to have the quality of instructors. You know, and this isn't something that's just, you know, reading through all these. Now, I have a ton of these things, but one guy says here, this is a great program that offers all the critical knowledge and tools. Another one, Online Trading Academy gives you the skills to succeed. This is a good class. This is a great class. If you want to make a change today, make it. But you got to make the call, 303-217-4511, 303-217-4511. Well, John, always great information. And, man, thanks for being such a great partner for us. And thanks for helping so many of our listeners. We've had a ton of them go through and viewers from our CBS show. So thanks for doing us a good job.
Thank you, Scott.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
If you have just been in an accident, there is a lot going on. With the screeching tires, crunching metal, and breaking glass, it's hard to remember what to do. That's why Kevin Flesh of Fleshlaw wants you to remember to panic. No, he doesn't mean run around screaming or start hyperventilating. He means use the acronym PANIC to remember what to do. P is for police. Call the police immediately. It's very important to have an official record of what happened. A is assess, as in assess all of your injuries and seek medical care if necessary. N is for never admit fault. It's your job to take care of yourself, not to determine who is at fault. I is for insurance. Take pictures of the other person's insurance and ID info and get pictures of the accident if you can. And finally, C is for call Kevin Flesh. Kevin Flesh is more than just a name used to intimidate the insurance companies. He will help you. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation, and he'll help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
November is Senior Pets Month at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Did you know that if your dog or cat is 7 years old, they're actually a senior citizen? All through November, bring your pet in to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for their senior pet check. And you'll be entered into their weekly drawing for one of their fabulous senior pet gift baskets. Call today and schedule your senior pet check. 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Help your pet live a long and healthy life. Call now, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much again for joining us. Glad to have in studio Kevin Trisna. Kevin is with M4 Roofing and Gutters. You've heard him on the show now for several months. And Kevin, glad to have you back in studio.
Glad to be here.
Been a busy few months for you guys.
It has, man. Busy.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing.
So for those, you know, they've heard your interviews, they've heard the ads and all. Boy, the roofing industry is very interesting. To say the least. And you know, I mean, it's probably one of the most, I mean, I don't even know what, last time I looked on BBB, I mean, there was 400 companies or whatever.
Oh, so. I think there's up to 1,400 now.
Yeah. Yeah, I just kind of meant
right.
Really, really local. Yeah, sure, yeah, there's sure. Thousands, you know. So what are you seeing in the industry as a whole? I mean, has it cleaned up some over the last few years or...
It has and it hasn't. You still have the people that come into town and try to take advantage of the situation. Mm-hmm. That's why we really work hard with insurance agents to get the word to their customers to don't just respond to the person knocking at their door.
Right.
Because you have no idea who that person is, and he will tell you everything you want to hear. That's where the problems start, because we many times have to go in and clean it up. So when we go through our insurance agents and their customers go off the referral, like most businesses,
sure,
you get a good referral from someone that you know and trust, then you're in probably pretty good hands.
Yep. So let's talk about the process of how it should actually start and what's the best way. I think many times, you know, we have a storm or whatever, and most of us as a homeowner are like, we don't know if it did any damage. Hey, water's not coming through my living room or whatever. So, I mean, and we highly recommend you don't go get on a ladder and go up yourself.
Right.
We have no professional training.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, what should we do as a homeowner after a storm?
Well, the first thing I always like to tell people is let us do our job. So many people that are confident in their abilities many times will look at the roof and tell us there's no damage. And then with a little quirky smile, said, well, what do you do for a living? And he's an engineer somewhere, and he doesn't know what he's looking at. And so we do emphasize, let us do our job. Let mm-hmm. us go take a look at it. Before you call your insurance company to report a claim, let us inspect it. Because many times their interest is piqued when somebody has knocked on the door, some canvassing mm-hmm. company or sure. someone trying to drum up some business, when there is no damage. And it's really important to understand that if you call in a claim and there's no damage, it's still reported as a claim. So we really emphasize through all our insurance agents and all of our marketing and advertising, let us look at it first before you call a claim in just to see if there is damage.
Right. And then you do something called a roof certification.
Yes.
So explain that.
So the roof certification deals a lot in the real estate industry where a mortgage company might require a roof certification on a house. If they're going to put a mortgage on the property, they want to make sure that the roof's protecting the entire property. And then many times, just for a peace of mind as a buyer, they want to have a roof certification. Again, what that is, it's a professional roofing company mm-hmm. going out to look at a house and giving them an honest opinion of what needs to happen, if anything, to the roof. And it's a great program to for us to get out there and make sure that the mortgage lenders and the buyers get to see exactly what it is from a, you know, an honest local roofing company.
Right. So what type of roofs do you guys mainly do? Is there any kind of roof you don't do or you don't?
There isn't any type of roof we do not do, other than the built-up roofing, which is more on the top of public school systems.
Okay.
And those are starting to kind of go on the way out. But there's a huge industry in the residential and the commercial business when it does come to hail damage, because the Front Range gets more hail than any place in the world. And I don't know if anybody knew that. But,
right.
So it's a good place to do business. But the majority of our work is the shingles and the asphalt shingles from the residents, and we're also doing a lot of commercial buildings, asphalt shingles, as well as your flat roofing systems.
Okay. Again, Kevin Trisna is with us, M4 Roofing and Gutters. You can reach them at 303-797-8600. Maybe you'd like to get your roof certified, and Kevin and his crew can come out and help you out. And they are A-plus members with the BBB. Of course, you can find them at haystackhelp.com. You can find them on seniorresourceofcolorado.com, and they are our roofing specialists. So we 100% believe in them and endorse them. And they've been doing this since 2004, and all of a sudden, 2004, you think sometimes that doesn't sound like all long, but man, when you think, man, it's going to be 15 years here.
That's
pretty
right.
Quick.
That's
wow.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Time is getting by. So let's talk about the insurance side of things, because I'm telling you, there's a lot of confusion there. We have our insurance folks on, group insurance analysts, and they kind of go through some of the changes that are happening. But I asked you before we started the show today, you know, what you're seeing with homeowners, when do they understand their policy? And the answer was kind of no.
Yeah, they get to understand it after they file the claim, and then it all starts to play out, and many times not how they want.
Right.
We had one the other day where a lady had a $7,000 deductible, and she had no idea that she had it that high. And one of the trends we're seeing in the industry right now has to do with reporting a claim and the time and the window that you're allowed to report it is starting to get smaller and smaller. And for example, let's say it hails July 1st. It used to be open-ended, you know, 2 years after that July 1st, you could call in the claim. Most insurance companies would cover it. Nowadays, we're starting to see the one-year limit. If you do not report it within the 1 year of the hail storm, they will not cover it. Now we're seeing some companies move to the six-month window. So they really want people to report the claim as soon as possible. But let's also be realistic. As a business, they're probably trying to increase their bottom line and their net profit by figuring out a way to deny claims. And that's the way it is. It's business, and you just have to know if those are the rules. Then let's not wait for the hail season to end to report a claim, because we see that quite often. And so the people who are the stragglers are going to be the ones that really miss out. So we do encourage, when there's a hailstorm, let us take a look at it and be patient, because obviously the hail season is ended, but we're still doing quite a bit of work from the hailstorms this year. But you really do have to jump on top of it and make sure that your policy doesn't, that window's not closed for you.
Right. Sometimes I think it's hard for us to even imagine what damage hail really does to a roof. I mean, it's easy to see on a car.
Oh, yeah.
And all the dings. But then, I mean, we step back on a sidewalk, look up, roof kind of looks the same. I mean, what does hail really do? Does it depend on what kind of roofing material you have to the extent of the damage?
Well, when you get into the details of the industry, the one thing I've learned, the definition of hail damage really boils down to, has the product service life been compromised?
Okay.
So, for example, if you had a 25-year shingle and now it's looks like it's going to only last maybe 15 years, then that's definition of hail damage. When the a lot of people think, oh, I don't have any holes in my roof, so therefore I don't see any damage, that's not the case at all. Very rarely hailstorms go actually through the shingle, even though we've seen it on some big storms. when the service life is compromised, really that's the definition of hail damage.
Okay. And then what does a client need to look at? I think a lot of times people don't want to call because they're like, man, is it, you know, we live here, we got to sleep here, I got kids here, how long is it going to take to get all this done? And you can't control the weather.
No.
You can't control a lot of things, and it changes quickly here. So what is kind of the normal time, if there is a normal time or realistic time that you can say, hey, depending on weather, depending on product coming in right, depending on all those things, I mean, we're going to be at your house probably 7 days, 14 days, 8 days, what?
Well, what we try to do on the average residential property is to be in and out in 1 day. There's been several properties this year that were a lot larger that took us 3 to 4 days. But generally, we have a crew size big enough that it's in and out. So it's minimally invasive. It is a very messy process. It's loud. So we try not to drag that on, even though we've seen one roof of my office manager across her house. I don't know how we didn't get the roof, but she went with someone, I guess, that was a lot cheaper. And they've been on that roof for, I think, 10 days. And we're just shaking our heads going, oh, my goodness. So that's unfortunate. But we try to get in and out in 1 day.
Right. The bitterness of poor quality remains sweet after the low price is forgotten. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, you got to watch that. You know, I was looking at your website today and just wanted to read a couple of these real quick. You know, reviews are huge today. There are specific websites for reviews. And here's one from a young lady named Rosemary. It said, M4 was recommended by our agent at State Farm. John Wheeler came out on the weekend right after we called him, which right there is a good point.
Right.
Hey, within a few days. And you answered the phone. Hey, that's a start, right? He kept us informed every step of the way. And that speaks a lot, too, because you know what? Homeowners like to know what's going on.
Absolutely. And I stress to my guys, if they are calling you to get an answer, then you're not doing your job right. Mm-hmm. And it's a simple concept, but, you know, being in business, there's a lot to have to figure out. And that's one of the things I've been doing this for, you know, in my roofing industry since 2004 here in Colorado, is you learn, be proactive. And I always tell the simple concept of you're going to be doing the same amount of work. Mm-hmm. You're going to tell that person whatever you need to tell them ahead of time, and then you look like a star.
Sure. So to finish this, as he kept us informed every step of the way, he was very professional while being very personable. The roofers worked very hard and did a great job having them referred to, having already referred them to others. Hoping we don't need them anytime soon, would use them again. And like I say, there's five or six points there that you say, hey, I couldn't ask for anything better.
Right, right. And do all jobs go like that? Not necessarily, but I would say 95% of our jobs go like that.
Give them a call, 303-797-8600. Mention you heard Kevin here on Haystack Help Radio. And, again, they can explain all the different roof certifications they have. A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau. You can also find them at haystackhelp.com. Kevin, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we want to thank all of our guests today, especially you, for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.